The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
A story you would have heard mentioned in the news headlines, Dublin Airport, was junior doctors, because they voted overwhelmingly for strike action. Dr. John Cannon is chair of the NCHD committee with the IMO, that's the non-consultant hospital doctors, the junior doctors with the Irish Medical Organisation. John, you're welcome to the show. Why has this decision been taken?
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me on. And again, I appreciate you taking the time to hear the views of junior doctors. So we've today published the results of our ballot for industrial action. And the results are pretty stark. 97% of junior doctors said that they were willing to take industrial action up to and including strike action in order to remedy the poor working conditions for junior doctors in Ireland at the moment. 97%, like I said, is a fairly unprecedented number. Junior doctors, like all doctors, really, really don't want to go on strike. We got into medicine to take care of people, to cure disease and to help people. So, even when doctors are working in very, very austere, poor working conditions, they're very reticent to go on strike. It's sort of a last resort. So the fact that 97% are willing to take industrial action up to strike action is a really, really stark number. And we hope the government takes notice of this.
How many junior doctors are there in Ireland?
It's about 7,500. So, you know, with the largest group of doctors in either primary care or secondary care, the hospital system in Ireland. So.
And what type of work would junior doctors be doing on a daily basis? So just to give people who aren't kind of familiar with the system, or lucky enough to be unfamiliar with the Irish health system, what type of work are you doing?
Yeah, so I mean, in the acute hospitals, we have a consultant supervised service. So the consultant sits at, I suppose, the top of the hierarchy, making the major decisions, the very serious decisions. And under them is a team of junior doctors. And those junior doctors could actually be quite experienced. They may even have 10 or 12 years of experience themselves, but they're not yet consultants, all the way down to an intern who is only qualified and it's their first year out of medical school. And that team that sits under the consultant of, let's say, could be 8, could be 10 junior doctors, take on all sorts of responsibilities from assisting in surgery, doing procedures such as colonoscopies and endoscopies, seeing patients, triaging them, making treatment decisions such as to give antibiotics or to give fluids, inserting cannulas or drips, as they're known, to the public, and ordering x-rays and scans and then making decisions based on those scans. So they do a lot of the day-to-day fundamental work that really keeps the hospitals going.
And what is the ask of those 7,500? I appreciate in broad terms, it's exactly as you said, it's to improve the working conditions. Yeah. But specifically, what does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, the ask is really reasonable. And people that work in the private sector for Google or Facebook or Amazon might find it slightly ridiculous. But the ask is that we want to work safe hours. We don't want to work 70, 80, 90, 100 hours a week. We want to work safe hours, safe for doctors and safe for patients. I think everyone in the country can agree that they don't want their loved one to go into an Irish hospital and for their care to come under an exhausted junior doctor. And then the second ask we have is, if you are going to force us to work these hours, please pay us for the hours that we work. And it's simple as that. There are a sundry and a litany of other issues there in terms of how junior doctors are treated. And we would like to address those too with a full contract review. But at the very backbone of this dispute is we need to work safe hours and we need to be paid for the hours that we work.
The latter is more likely in the short term, isn't it? However likely it might be, it's more latter. Because you simply can't reduce your hours unless there's other junior hospital doctors there to fill the gap. And we can't create them overnight.
Yeah, it's very true. And like you said, the last time I was on, it is a chicken and egg situation. But at the moment, you know, we are producing the most number of medical graduates for any country in the EU. OK, so we're producing the most new doctors. We're also recruiting doctors from abroad every year to come and prop up the system. And we would be in massive trouble if we didn't have the international doctor cohort in the system. So we are hugely indebted to them. But we continue to have churn. We continue to have attrition. The conditions are so bad that we are losing 400, 500 doctors a year minimum to Australia. And that's just Australia, never mind the other countries that they go to. So we have to improve the conditions and reduce that churn and start retaining our doctors, if we're going to invest in the future of the health system and be in a position in 10 years' time where we actually have consultants, we actually have GPs, because these junior doctors are the leaders of the health system in the future and we need to retain them. So yes, it's not going to happen overnight, but if we can improve the conditions now and we can stop the exodus, then we have a hope of saving the health service.
Kevin on 5306 says, it always feels like they're on strike or unhappy, and I'm not complaining about them. I just wonder, if things are so bad, are they optimistic at all that things will ever get better?
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard to be optimistic. I welcome the comments from Minister Donnelly at the AGM. He's obviously read the papers and he knows the issues that are out there. And they've, you know, I hope that there's a real commitment there for him to engage. But I was also at the IMO's annual general meeting in 2019 when Minister Harris made similar promises. So it seems to be a perennial issue. And I think there is certainly a real, that the spirit of junior doctors in Ireland has been really affected. There is a sense of you know, of hopelessness there. And I hope now that if there is real engagement from the government to make meaningful changes, and by that, Kieran, I don't mean, we're going to do the same old, we're going to stick with plan A, but do slight changes. That's not going to cut it. We need to see that there's substantial paradigm shifting changes being offered by the government. And that is the sort of thing that will rejuvenate the junior doctors in the country. And it might make them think, you know what, I will try and stay in Ireland to the best of my ability. Because at the moment, there's very little reason to stay.
If it does come to industrial action, much like when nurses go on strike or anyone goes on strike, there will be people upset about it. And they'll talk about the fact that, listen, it's actually patients and patients on waiting lists who are the real victims of the dysfunctional system. And this will kind of compound their suffering. What will your response be to that?
I suppose my response is that my heart goes out to them. I think it's completely unacceptable in the modern Western health system that you have a million patients on a waiting list, that you have, you know, 2-3 year waiting times for people to see for an outpatient appointment, and you have 800 absent consultant posts. I think that's completely unacceptable. I would say to the patients whose care could potentially be delayed by the strike that, you know, we do not want to go on strike. This is not why we became doctors. This is the last resort. But things are that bad. And if we don't take action now, you know, and if we don't stop the emigration of junior doctors abroad and give them some reason to stay in Ireland, then in the future, there will be no GPs. There will be no consultants. We will not be able to fill those posts. And the situation will get far worse than it is now, even though that is hard to imagine. So and I think the public that I've spoken to and the responses that we've gotten on social media is broad support for junior doctors, because they realize that, you know, we are doctors in training, trying to, you know, continue our education while providing care in a system that is just, you know, chewing us up and spinning us out. And they have been so supportive, and we are very grateful to the public so far.
So, I mean, today's vote is a willingness to engage in industrial action. If things were to come to that, if they do come to that, what will that industrial action look like? I know we had industrial action in 2013.
Yeah.
It was the last time. I mean, is it full out stoppages? Is it work to rule? What will it look like?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't want to worry any of the listeners today. You know, we're certainly not looking at a strike today or tomorrow. We hope that the government comes and engages with us and invites us into talks. And we will wholeheartedly and earnestly engage with the government in an effort to try avoid industrial action. But if there needs to be industrial action, we will serve a notice of at least 21 days. We will make sure that there is a level of emergency cover and staffing in the hospitals so that emergency care is still dealt with. And then it is to be decided what form it will take. Most likely, it will be a nationwide stoppage. And the length and the duration and how we're going to structure that strike is yet to be determined. But it would be nationwide. It would be all junior doctors throughout Ireland in all hospitals.
Dr. John Cannon, who's chair of the Junior Doctor Committee, the NCHD Committee with the Irish Medical Organisation. John, thanks a million for joining us on the show. Somebody else, after getting in touch about Dublin Airport, this problem we thought had gone away. And my husband's flight to Vancouver, Canada was cancelled today. He made it through security okay, but the flight was delayed when they were put on the flight and delayed again for 2 more hours. Then taken off the plane, told it was delayed further, then it was cancelled and rescheduled to tomorrow. Now he can't get his bags back. There is no one there to help or to advise. Dermot and Terry Neuer was the first person to point us in this direction. He talked about several flights being cancelled today and his daughter experiencing absolute chaos in the airport. Like I said, a problem we thought had gone away. We have gotten on to the Dublin Airport Authority and I'll let you know exactly when they get back to us. But if you, like Dermot or that listener, has experienced this today or family has, has, let me know what it is like out there. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. After the break, we're going to be talking about the diverse business interests of one Conor McGregor.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.